USA Radio News.
As we wind down the hours before President Trump will meet in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the goal of the summit remains the same.
As the President said on Saturday, this is truly a mission of peace.
The FCC's repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content, took effect today. One of the big concerns regarding this repeal was what would happen to folks in rural areas. Well, Ajit Pai joined Fox News to talk about that issue.
This is our number one issue, closing the digital divide. I come from rural Kansas, a part of the state that is too often on the wrong side of that divide. We're improving more satellite companies and wireless companies to innovate and invest. We're getting some of the fixed broadband companies to invest more in rural areas in particular. I'm really excited about the future. It's obviously not where we want it right now, but in the time to come, we're going to see better internet access for people, especially in rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules in a case regarding voter registration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The High Court says states can purge inactive voters from the rolls. The ruling comes in an Ohio case involving the removal of people from voter rolls after they didn't cast ballots in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in the 5-4 ruling, Ohio has purged thousands of people from its voting rolls in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tyson's Food has recalled just over 3,100 pounds of frozen chicken after the company discovered it may have been contaminated by pieces of blue and clear soft plastic. The recall applies to 12-pound boxes featuring 3-pound bags of uncooked, breaded, original chicken tenderloins. The chicken was sold to restaurants across the country. And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up just over 50 points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars to fix an airbag flaw. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us which vehicles.
The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy, with the recall set to begin on July 27th.
Today, IHOP announced it would be changing its name to IHOB, with a B for burgers. The change is not permanent, though, according to a company spokesman. Darren Rebels is the president of IHOP. He joined Fox and Friends to talk about if they're still, in fact, going to have pancakes.
We're always going to have pancakes on the menu.
Okay.
We're always going to be IHOP. America loves burgers, and America loves IHOP, and we thought this was a fantastic combination to bring America's burgers to an iconic brand like IHOP.
Rebels was also asked about the international house of pancakes.
Well, we have restaurants in a lot of countries around the world. We have almost 1,700 restaurants in the U.S. and about another 100 or so internationally, but we're growing like crazy right now.
For USA Radio.